1 Kings chapter 5. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the place of his father, for Hiram always loved David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, Thou knowest that David my father could not build a house unto the name of Jehovah his God, because of the wars which were about him on every side, until Jehovah put them under the soles of his feet. But now Jehovah my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil event. And behold, I purpose to build a house unto the name of Jehovah my God, as Jehovah spoke to David my father, saying, Thy son, whom I will set upon thy throne in thy stead, he shall build a house unto my name. And now command that they hew me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with thy servants, and I will give thee hire for thy servants according to all that thou shalt say. For thou knowest that there is not among us any that are experienced in cutting timber like the Zidonians. And it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly, and said, Blessed be Jehovah this day, who has given to David a wise son over this great people. And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have heard the things which thou sentest to me for. I will do all thy desire concerning timber of cedar and concerning timber of cypress. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea, and I will convey them by sea in rafts to the place that thou shalt appoint me, and will cause them to be broken up there, and thou shalt receive them, and thou shalt accomplish my desire in giving food for my household. So Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and cypress trees according to all his desire, and Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat as food for his household, and 20 measures of beaten oil. Thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. And Jehovah gave Solomon wisdom as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they two made a league, and King Solomon raised a levy out of all Israel. And the levy was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by courses. A month they were in Lebanon, 2 months at home. And Adoniram was over the levy. And Solomon had 70,000 that bore burdens, and 80,000 stonemasons in the mountains, besides the overseers whom Solomon had set over the work, 3,300, who ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, hewn stones, to lay the foundation of the house. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders and the Giblites hewed them, and prepared timber and stones to build the house.